Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hey, D-gens, it is Wednesday, June 5th. I guess some running backs matter. We've got some MLB bets to go place today as well. I'm Mad Max. Join me, the one and only Six Panther. How's it going, man?
Oh, another Wednesday, hump day. Guess we'll just kind of lull our way through this week, waiting on hockey and basketball to pick back up. But ultimately, we're just waiting on football season, right, Max? And the only thing football's giving us right now is sporadic contract signings or extensions. And I'm just flabbergasted at the undervalue of running backs.
Oh, well, so yes, basketball starts tomorrow, by the way. Cannot wait. But yes, another day without basketball or hockey. But we are talking football, which is one of the favorite things that we do around here. And here you go. Christian McCaffrey, one of the running backs that do matter, got an extension, which is going to average $19 million over the two added years. So in addition to two extra years for 26 and 27, the Niners added $8 million over what McCaffrey was scheduled to make in 2024 and 2025, adding $24 million in guarantees. So listen, there is no doubt that when Christian McCaffrey is healthy, and he has seemed to be healthy now that he's winning, winning cures everything, he is the best running back and one of the best weapons in the NFL. But he has a history of not being healthy. He's not getting any younger. Running backs tend to decline in their 30s. I think he deserves the money, but I'm a little astounded that he's getting this money, Panther.
I'm on the opposite side, and this is a guy that I've always put myself on the owner side. Like, I think there's a nice balance. A lot of times you'll kind of side with the players or the money and take things from that point of view, and I take things from the ownership management point of view, and very rarely will you ever hear me say this, but I think he deserves more. Like, this is a guy that puts up wide receiver numbers. It is not out of the realm of possibility for him to have, you know, 100 receiving yards and over 1,000, or excuse me, 100 receptions and over 1,000 receiving yards on top of what he does on the ground. He is the real, only true dual threat going in the game right now. And I saw $19 million the day after Jefferson gets $35 million. I'm like, this is a deal. It's an absolute deal for the 49ers. I think this is a great deal. And it just, to me, it just goes to show you how much running backs don't matter. Because I think $19 million for Christian McCaffrey per year for 2 years is the best value in football.
Well, considering Saquon Barkley got $12 million a year, if you put it into that context, because again, you're talking about two guys that have struggled to stay consistently on the field. Saquon gets $12 million a year after grinding it out for the Giants on a, you know, franchise tag, right? And then McCaffrey gets the $19 million a year. It does seem suspect because Christian McCaffrey has consistently produced even while injured, and he is, I want to say a dual threat, like a triple threat. I mean, doesn't he toss some touchdowns from time to time too?
He's got
a couple of bombs in there too. I'm not arguing with you about McCaffrey as a player. I'm arguing the fact that he hasn't been healthy throughout his career, and he is getting older. We can't ignore those facts. I think the Niners were justified in giving him that money, but we were talking about this yesterday. Now, where's the Ayuk or the Deebo Samuel money going? You know, I mean, where is Brock Purdy's money going to go? This team is going to, you know, hit a point where they're going to have to restructure McCaffrey's contract anyway. So giving them the $24 million in guarantees, that's great. But I don't see him riding out this contract, Sex Panther. I don't.
It's just two more years. I don't see how he does it.
Through 27. Through 27. So he's got four. It's a four-year contract, okay. Essentially. So it's 2024 and 2025 he already had. So they gave him $8 million over what he was expected to make there. And then they added two more years, 26, 27. I don't see he's not a 49er in the year 2027. I couldn't imagine that.
I would be stunned, and especially, you know, like you said, the age of 30 for running backs is almost like a freaking death sentence. So that would put him at, you know, 34-year season if he were to.
No, he's 20, he's 27. He's 27 right now. He's 27 now. I'm saying the contract goes until
he'll be
playing at 31? This dude is going to be playing at the age of 31, really?
I think he'll want to. Like, there's no incentive. You're probably not getting another contract or a decent contract. So there's no reason for you to walk away. The 49ers would have to cut him. And if he's even 75% of what we view Mr. Christian McCaffrey, why would you get rid of him? Like, I don't know. I think the big question, you kind of touched on it, is going to be Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy is the looming thing, which is why they're kind of hesitant on, you know, Brandon Ayuk or George Kittle or anybody else that they might have to sign, is because if Brock Purdy's going to be the man, we've seen what the quarterback salaries are, and he's going to be up there getting that. The guy's been a winner, even if his numbers aren't as incredible as, you know, Patrick Mahomes or even a Kirk Cousins. He's still going to get paid. So you have to look at the books. They spend so much money. They've got talent at every position. They've got players on the defensive side. They've got one of the top five tight ends. They've got two of the top receivers. The 49ers have a plethora of riches, but at some point you've got to decide which ones you keep and which ones you try to replace. I don't think Brock Purdy's going to be that guy. And I'm not really entirely sure what year we're in. Is this going into year four of Brock Purdy? Are we not? So they basically only have.
I think they got one more year left with Brock Purdy before they got to pay him.
Which means they're probably going to have to give him that contract going into next year. You don't want a lame duck quarterback in his final year of his rookie deal. They can get really salty over that kind of thing. So they're probably going to have to sign Brock Purdy next year. I'm not really, you know, for sure on what the 49ers books look like, but I'm going to imagine they're very tight because of the, you know, amount of riches they have on that roster.
So, okay. Brock Purdy, actually his rookie deal goes until 2025. So they actually have a little bit more control over him than I thought. He is getting paid nothing this year. His base salary this year is $995,000, and then the signing bonus was like $19,000. I think the cap hit is $1 million. Like, it's nothing for him. Next year it increases to $1.1 million. Oh no, wait, I'm wrong. I'm so wrong. This year it's $870,000. they've got several years left on him. This year, the 24 season. See, his age. I was looking at his age, not the season. Yeah, this year, 2024, will be 995, and then 2025 is 1.1, and then he's a free agent. So they got two more years left on him. So that's what they have on him. Now, Christian McCaffrey. All right, so let's go back to him real quick. His first three seasons in Carolina, he played 16 games. And remember, that was a 16-game season, right? So he played the entire season. In 2019, he put up 1,400 rushing yards. I think 1,387, but I'll round up, 1,400. That's when he got injured. He missed, he only played three games in 2020, seven games in 2021, six games in 2022. Got traded.
That's one season.
Got traded, got traded in the 22 and 22, so he played 17 games. Actually, he played 17 games. So the 2020, so between 2020 and 2021, he only played 10 games. He played six games for Carolina in 2022, and then 11 games in 2022 for the 49ers. So he played all 17 games in 2022, and then he played 16 games last season. He put up close to 1,500 yards last year, running, just rushing, an additional 564 in receiving. Monster year last year. Offensive player of the year, absolutely. But if you recall, let's go back to 2019, he had 1,400 rushing yards, 1,000 receiving yards, and his body broke down the next year. So it's going to be interesting to see if he can stay healthy this year. I'm hoping for him. Listen, I like him. I think he's amazing. I'm jealous. You know, if I'm the Rams, if you tell me the Rams got to pay him this amount of money, yes. You know, when I'm a homer team, I'm throw the money at him. I don't care. Burn it. I'm a Mets fan. We're used to burning money. But I'm worried. I'm worried about his health and longevity. So hopefully it works out for him. Hopefully it works out for the 49ers, and maybe they can get the title this year. It's 2 years. It's 2 years that they really have that window before they have to worry about the quarterback situation, whether they're going to re-sign Brock Purdy or they're going to pull Justin Fields, you know.
I think it's 1 year.
It is. You're absolutely right. It's this year because they have to make a play one way or the other. They got to trade him next year or sign him next year. You're absolutely right. All right. I'm going to take a break. We got baseball. Stay tuned. Hey, D-Gens, college football is right around the corner, so you know what that means, right? Mad Max gets to give up his talk time to Sex Panther, take a little nap on the show. Also means the return of MyBookie as a show sponsor. That's right, MyBookie sportsbook and casino platform. You can bet on every game and win anytime, anywhere, straight from your mobile device. No app needed. Just go to mybookie.ag, sign up with the promo code THEDGENS, and you're ready to rock. MyBookie gives you tons of opportunities to win with college football this year. Whether you're rooting for your alma mater like Panther and Ohio State or your favorite team like me and Rutgers, there's no better way to experience the season than having action on these games. But when you use MyBookie, you're not just betting on football. You're investing in your team for the season. When you know your team well, it's easy to take advantage of props, win totals, things like that, early picks for playoff contention. Last year, MyBookie had some of the best odds on the market for the Wolverines to win the championship, much to Panther's chagrin, and the bettors who backed their squad saw a 10-time return on their wager. So you got to lock your futures in now while you're waiting for the season to begin, and you got to use that promo code THEDGENS. You're going to claim a bonus up to $1,000 on that first deposit. That's THEDEGENS. If you didn't know how to spell the D-Gens, that's how you spell it. And you can start betting college football just with house money. You start off just there you go. Here's some free money. Take it. Take this money. Bet it. Bet anything. Anytime. Anywhere. Only with MyBookie.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Back at you, possibly never even left Sex Panther. I got some games. I got some games today. How about you?
I got six. And we're going to start off with St. Louis at Houston. Miles Mikolas taking the mound for the Redbirds, going against Raul Raziel Blanco, I think. I'm not reading it. I know it's Blanco for the Astros. Dare I say, maybe their staff ace right now. He's been their best pitcher as far as ERA and dependability go. The Astros are showing signs of life. I'm not totally, in love with them yet. They're still showing that they need to get healthy. They need their pitchers to get back. Hunter Brown's been pitching better. Verlander's been dominant his last three or four outings. So signs of life, but the one thing they've had, steady Eddie, has been Blanco. And I think against softball-throwing Mikolas, who's just, literally, it's almost an insult to softball players how hittable this guy is. I think the Astros get it done. I will eat the 10 or the 170, I think I had it, and put $10 on the Astros.
Yeah, I'm going to lean the Astros with you. It got a little too chalky for me, but you can still get 165, minus 165. So maybe, yeah, I think that's fine. I saw it minus 175 in some sports books already. So the minus 165, I think it's a pretty good line. Yeah, more support, lean on the Astros. And before we get to the next play, our producer has something to say. I think the Tigers need an apology from Max. There you go. Also, the reason why I joined late yesterday was because Elon Musk asked who I had been between the Tigers and Rangers yesterday, and I bet the Tigers, so did he. And now he's now Elon's right-hand man. Elon needs the money. He's desperate for the money, so that's why he's asking you for betting advice to bet the Tigers. I'm going to fucking apologize to the Tigers. What the fuck are you smoking, dude? Listen, well, there you go. I know what you're smoking because I know what Elon smokes as well. I've seen him on the Joe Rogan podcast smoking. So
He said he took a puff.
So did Bill Clinton. He didn't inhale, though.
Yeah, right.
All right, what's the next game?
Next game is, I'll tell you what, I'm going to beat this horse into the ground. The Cincinnati Reds are in Colorado. Game 3 of this series. Graham Ashcraft taking the mound, going against Dakota Hudson. Vegas continues to give me incredible lines for this Reds team that's just feasting in Mile High. I get the Reds offense again at minus 130. I'm making this play every day, all day. I wish they played the Rockies in Denver all season long. Give me the Reds for $10.
I'm all over this one. $10 bet on the Reds. We can get this at -125 at BetMGM. They haven't updated their lines yet. It's down to like 136 at FanDuel, 134 at BetRivers. I think it's going to drop a bit. I see no signs of trappishness in the lines and the money in the line movement. This just seems like some fucking outright disrespect for the goddamn Reds. I didn't even know who was pitching, as you know. So, but I'm cool with Ashcraft. I think Ashcraft is a decent enough pitcher, and Hudson has been getting rocked. So to me, this is the Reds. Now, granted, Hudson has been playing better over his last few games. But in Colorado, you know, those numbers start to look a little suspect. So there you go. $10 bet on Cincinnati.
Next game up, the Milwaukee Brewers are going to Philadelphia to take on the Phillies. Aaron Ashby will be on the mound for the Brew Crew. Your boy, Aaron Nola, likes to log those innings, taking the mound for the Phillies. Ashby's been getting hit hard. Nola's just steady Eddie. But the bottom line is the Phillies' offense is just that much better than the Brewers. I think the Phillies get it done. I'm going to run line this, Max. Get me a +110. So I got a plus line here for $10 on the Fighting Phils.
I like the Phillies in this one. I almost bet them as well. A little bit out of my chalk threshold here. But listen, Nola's doing fucking good, man. Like, his last four outings has been really fucking good. I think now, granted, it was against the Mets. I think he went 9 innings, 0 runs against the fucking Mets. So he's good. He's a good pitcher. I wouldn't put him as the staff ace. I wouldn't do that. But he is a winning pitcher. So I think he wins again today. More support lean on the Phillies. Okay.
Read it. Go ahead and read it.
All right. Watch this. Panther's going to bet the Mets and fade Corbin because he hates him. Watch Mad Max Mortlock. What are you doing? Are you betting the Mets? There's no way you're betting the Mets. There's zero chance in hell, even with Corbin on the mound, that you're betting the Mets. You would never bet the Mets.
Next game up. The New York Mets are going to Washington. Take on the Commanders. Luis Severino taking them out for the Metropolitans, going against the aforementioned disgrace of Major League Baseball. This is about as a sure thing as me betting the Reds in Mile High. Patrick Corbin's on the mound. I'm going the other way. -140 is a deal. Give me the Mets all day for $10.
I'm going to lean the Mets with you. I mean, honestly, what cures your ails is playing the Nationals, apparently. Mets offense has come alive the last two games. I could see it happening again today, so more support lean on New York.
Next game up, the Fathers are going to L.A. to take on the Angels. Maybe they've been in L.A. I don't know. I haven't been on this series, but I'm on it today because Dylan Cease has taken the mound for San Diego, going against Jose Soriano. Dylan Cease doing his part to look like the staff ace of the Fathers. -145. I'd call that a fair price. Give me the Padres for $10.
Dylan Cease has been getting hit hard his last few outings. I don't like him here today. They have been playing, and the Angels have had the best of him. I'm surprised, as Chris hasn't said, they've won 2 out of 2 so far. The Angels have beaten the Padres in the series. I was on the Padres in the first game of the series, and I lost that one, and I backed off, and I'm backing off again today. I think the Angels win again. I think they go for the sweep. So I'm going to lean the Angels here. Almost bet it. I almost bet the fucking Angels. Unbelievable. Leaning Los Angeles.
See, this is where we mess up. When you and I aren't in agreement, things go south. So if I can get some agreement on the last game I'm going to bet on.
Yes.
The Minesweepers are in Oakland. Luis Gilbert taking the mound for Seattle, going against Joey Estes. I don't even know who Joey Estes is. I know there's been some Esteses. I don't know if he's one of the Esteses. But Joey Estes will take the mound for the Sacramento Athletics. -150 with Gilbert on the mound. Logan Gilbert. I said Luis Gilbert. Logan Gilbert on the mound. I'm there. Give me the Minesweepers for $10.
Homer saying heard a stat that Angel are second in the league against left-handed pitching. So there you go. Second in the league against left-handed pitching. I'm all over Seattle in this one. So listen, $10 bet on Seattle. I'll place it officially. But we do have Seattle and Cincinnati in the DGEN Parlay Panther. And we had some moral support here and there too. So I think we're fine on the DGEN Parlay. But I'm not done.
You're not done. What else you got?
I'm not done. I want to look at this San Francisco Giants Diamondbacks game. Is this like former Yankees pitchers? Is it the two Jordans? Is it Jordan Hicks and Jordan Montgomery? Oh no, Jordan Hicks was St. Louis. The former St. Louis pitchers, right?
They were both St. Louis, yeah.
Former St. Louis pitchers. So, yeah, I thought Jordan Hicks was maybe he'll be a Yankee someday. But Jordan Hicks is playing very, very good. He got hit hard in his last outing. I think he's a bounce back game today. Jordan Montgomery, I do like him a lot. I really do. But dude has not had a good season in St. Louis. I like San Francisco here. He has not had a good season in Arizona. I think the San Francisco Giants get it done today. $10 bet on the Giants.
Conflicted, because I do think Hicks is the better pitcher here, but their lineup is just beat up. And the Diamondbacks, they're in better shape. They're healthier. And I just trust the Diamondbacks offense more so than San Francisco. So I was probably leaning Arizona, but it was really kind of a coin flip. So I just didn't bet it.
Yeah, Arizona's won the first two games in the series, and I get that. But it's plus 112, and it opened at plus 118. So I think Vegas agrees. So, $10 bet on the Giants. I think I got one more. Oh, yeah. No, I got two more. Holy shit. All right, let's go to... let's go to the Bronx. You've been on this series, right? Minnesota and the Yankees. Paddock versus Carlos Rodon. Rodon having a pretty good season, right? I mean, not one of the aces of the Yankees, considering what Luis Gil can do out there. But I like the Yankees once again today. Not too chalky, actually, right? What is this Yankees line here? Minus 186 I can get here. It's not in the 200s. So $10 bet on the Yankees.
It's kind of funny. I jump on the Yankees when they're like minus 210 and run line them, but minus 185, somehow I was priced out and I don't know why. I'm just saying, this is the dumbest thing you're ever going to hear Panther say, but like my spidey sense was tingling. Don't do it. Don't do it. So I didn't do it. Lean the Yankees. I was spooked.
What do you know about Albert Suarez, Six Panther?
Fucking awesome.
He is fucking awesome. He is so fucking awesome. And I'm surprised you're not on this game, because I know Berrios is fucking awesome too. But I'm getting Baltimore with a plus line. I got to fucking do it. I really do. $10 bet on the Orioles.
I didn't see that plus line. But the fact that it's a plus line just spooks me even more, because Baltimore is way... God, I'm seeing plus 110. Are you kidding me? That's weird, because I think there's an easy argument to be made here that Baltimore has the pitching advantage. That's a small sample size. He hasn't been pitching very long for the Orioles, but he's been nails for what he's been doing. And the offense is just far superior to the Blue Jays. A name that we have not mentioned, and we should be mentioning, Gunnar Henderson needs to be in the MVP conversation. Dude is doing it all. He hits bombs. He runs bases. He gets on base. Like, Gunnar Henderson is going to be the man for that team. I put it in the parlay. I'm with you. I don't know why they're plus 110. Either it's really smelly or Vegas just really fucked up.
All right. Well, we do have a parlay, but before we get there, here's my apology to Detroit. I'm going to lean the Tigers today. X Chris. There you go. There's my apology. Leaning the Tigers. Which means they'll fucking lose. DGEN parlay for the day, Sex Panthers. Cincinnati Reds, minus 125. The Philadelphia Phillies, minus 180. The Seattle Minesweepers, minus 150. And the Baltimore Orioles, plus 112. A four-way parlay pays $894 on this Wednesday, the NBA Finals Eve. X Chris saying I'm evil. I'm just doing it because Maeda is on the mound. How dare you? He's terrible. I don't look at pitchers. I had no idea Maeda's on the mound. So maybe I'll bet them. Maybe I'll bet them for you, X-Chris. Sex Panther, you're almost at the casino. Maybe you're sitting in the casino parking lot waiting to make some money. So take us home.
Yeah, actually, I've been sitting here for 11 minutes. And that's exactly why I didn't bet on Detroit, because Maeda's on the mound. So there is that. Yeah, we're going home. You guys know the deal. We're hanging out. Well, we don't really do the Facebook, Twitter thing. It's here. It's just here in the asylum. Join our Discord channel. Come in and shoot the shit with us. Call us out by name. We'll holler right back. But most importantly, let us know what you bet on yesterday, what you're betting on today. And I'll be curious if anybody is going to piggyback on us and grab that plus 800 on that parlay. That's a good parlay. I like it. I think we actually have a chance of getting our first one in June. When it's all said and done, kids, let's all make some money, fools.
This show is sports entertainment. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice. In short, don't be stupid. Gamble responsibly. We will not be held responsible. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.